Today, Soft Rock, Warm, 101.3 with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I've been on vitamin D for, I don't know, about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. I think I take like 2,000 units a week. Does that sound normal?
That, to me, that sounds quite low, actually.
Low? All right.
Yeah.
It might be
2,000 a day.
Maybe. Okay. Anyway, but yeah. What are the top three things that vitamin D does for me?
So this is a really interesting question, because vitamin D is one of the, it's a very unique vitamin. The quick answer is it is all about supporting a balanced immune system. I like to say it that way, not just boosting the immune system, but actually helping to keep it balanced. It's also a major player, even in terms of mental health. We know that vitamin D actually tends to act a lot more like a hormone than it does even a vitamin. And that's an interesting thing, because most people just, again, think of it as just a straight nutrient. So it acts a lot differently than most other vitamins. And then the last thing, probably the most common thing people attribute vitamin D to, is mineral absorption. So we tend to think calcium. That's a big connection for a lot of people, but it really plays a huge role in magnesium absorption, phosphates. So it's really a critical nutrient. I mean, we need everything that we need, but this one just reaches into so many different areas of the body. It's such a critical thing to make sure you have enough of and you're continuing to provide to your body, because we do make it from the sun, but there's some realities to it being very, very difficult, especially depending on where you live, the skin tone that you have, sunscreen, all that stuff.
So let me ask you this, doctor. I know, you know, a lot of vitamins, of course, come from food, and I know we get vitamin D from the sun. Are there foods besides, I know they add it to milk and things like that, but are there foods that have natural vitamin D in it?
There are, and it's just that here's the interesting thing. There just aren't that many. And there's also, you know, an issue maybe with the type of food, because people aren't necessarily going to eat it. So organ meats is a good example. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Not top on most people's list.
No.
I know. Sorry, you can eat your organ meat? Can I have that? Thank you.
Oh, man. Nope.
So organ meats, not many people are going for that. Easier sell would be eggs, but it's got to be the egg yolk. And a lot of people have been, you know, have had this idea of avoiding it. That's not actually such a great idea. But egg yolk, fish and fish oil also, fish oil. That's a little bit of a hard sell as well.
All right. So vitamin D, and it does promote bone health too, right? Vitamin D?
It does, because of what, you know, we were talking about a moment ago, calcium absorption. It's a big deal there. But just to the last thing I guess I would leave with people's, you know, in the front of your mind, it really does come down to supplementing being a smart way to go. Get your blood level checked. It's so easy. Just next time you're in for a physical, ask your doctor, just check that box, know where it is. And then you can intelligently supplement. It's so inexpensive. It's so easy. And the positive side effects are so potentially profound. It's one of the few things that I think, honestly, everybody needs to be taking, because we just can't get enough from the sun, especially not where we live.
Yeah, really not.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, this Wednesday is with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness here on Warm 101.3.